Hello. Thanks. Okay. So we can see from this table that we have a main asset as physiological data, and we need various security requirements to protect this one. And there can be various security threats that can hamper our asset or the services. So we also need security mechanism to enforce the security requirements. We are going to talk about or give a brief overview of the healthcare monitoring system. So this is an architecture of a wireless sensor network based healthcare system. So it consists of a set of physiological sensors here, and a patient or a user can use this physiological sensor to capture or to record their data. And it also needs some personal server like cell phone or home computer or PDA, and a network of remote healthcare servers and related services like clinic, care provider, or some emergency services like or maybe local practitioner. And in that case, they also need some database to store all the data. And so it means that in any healthcare project, these are the few basic entities or few these are the few basic objects that are obviously needed to do all the activities. In any wireless sensor based healthcare monitoring system, there are few components, major components like hardware, and we also need some software and system interfaces, data. We obviously need data, that is the health data, medical data, and we also need people and services. So sensor data is normally collected by wireless sensor, and it contains information about the health status of the patient or the user, and it is stored in the database. So health status data commonly include information of blood pressure, pulse rate, heart rate, or they also capture or record some information like walking or speed of running or how much distance they traveled. But we are mainly focusing on the physiological data in this study. So we have selected few well-known healthcare projects. I've selected 6 projects in order to understand what is the awareness of security and privacy in these projects. I'm not going to tell you everything in detail about all these projects, but the basic idea of these projects are that they are either capturing blood pressure or body movement or maybe electrocardiogram, temperature, respiration rate, and so these projects are somehow monitoring your physiological data, and they are using some technology like Zigbee or Bluetooth or GSM or long range GPRS or 3G in order to communicate the data from the patient or user to the proper server. And in for example, the number 3 Amon, it is a wrist-worn device capable of measuring your blood pressure, pulse and skin temperature, and as well as one lead ECG. So in this way, all the healthcare projects are trying to capture the physiological data, but their approach is different. The technology used is kind of is different, but the basic aim is to capture, to manipulate, and to record it for the for the purpose of research, or maybe for the purpose of providing proper health care to the patient. So we are going to talk about or look on the security requirements of a WSN healthcare system. As we know that the WSN healthcare system is working towards the physiological data, and it is quite sensitive. So we need proper security requirements to safeguard this data. The first thing can be the data confidentiality. It is something that So in no circumstance the data should be leaked to any third party, and only authorized doctor or the caregiver can see the data, and they must operate on it. When we talk about data integrity, so from the moment of data recording to data storage or data to data manipulation, the data should not be changed by any third party or any entity, and we have to make sure that whatever the data the patient is giving to the system, it should remain same until the concerned doctor or caregiver wants to bring any change to the data. We also need the system or the service to be available to provide proper healthcare. So that's why data availability is a critical issue, and it's a very vital requirement as far as security requirement is concerned. And they should consider data only that is captured from trusted sensor, and they must ensure that the sensor who is sending the data is authenticated or not. Patient data must be new, and they also make sure that it has not been replayed by any old data has not been replayed by the sensor. So there must be some mechanism to ensure this requirement. The last one is the consent and the privacy. Any healthcare or any clinic or any healthcare provider should not distribute the data, the health data of any patient, without the consent of the patient. And if they are going to use it in a research purpose or something, they must inform the patient about it. So these are the six healthcare projects that we considered in our study, and we used all the security requirements stated here, and we tried to understand that what is the present situation of the security requirements in these projects. So you can see there are three color bands here: red, green and yellow. So red is something where the security requirement is neither acknowledged or not implemented. So it means that we did not able to understand anything about the urgency of the or the requirement of this particular security act, in the similar way they did not implement it using any proper mechanism. So we can see that in the first two projects, that is UBMON and Lifeguard, we have a red band throughout all the security requirements. It means that they did not the author of this project or the group, the research group that is working on this project, they did not tell anything about the requirement and how they are going to implement this requirement, whether in the present or in the future, and they also did not implement anything. But if you see, there are few yellow band in case of code blue and confidentiality. It means that they acknowledge the necessity of data confidentiality, but they kept it aside for the future work. So they are not exactly dealing with the data confidentiality in the present project. So it is something like they acknowledged it, but they did not implement it using any proper mechanism. And you can see very few green color bands, that is in the front of AMON, that is the third project. So they acknowledged it. They acknowledge the necessity of data confidentiality and data integrity, and they also use some mechanism to implement it. But the clear picture, or the clear picture we can see from here, is that most of the projects are not implementing or has not implemented a proper security mechanism to ensure the security requirement. Now we are going to see, as most of the projects did not talk about or did not enforce any proper security mechanism, so it can face many security and privacy threats. So we are going to see what are the potential possible threats that can affect these projects. The first one is the eavesdropping or the snooping. In this case, it is something like an adversary can monitor wireless network through powerful receiver antenna, and that they can also capture message in transit. So in case of LifeGuard project that uses 802.11b, that is IEEE wireless local area network standard, so 802.11 provides no protection against attacks that passively observe traffic, and frame headers of the traffic messages are sent without any encryption and can be visible to everybody with a wireless network analyzer. So this is a major problem in case of LifeGuard or the project that are using 802.11 standard. And in case of Code Blue technical report, they did not mention whether the framework employs some cryptographic methods in the upper layer of the network. So in short, it means that these projects can get affected by the eavesdropping or the snooping attack. The second one is the routing attack. So Code Blue, that is the healthcare project, Code Blue project can be prone to Sybil attack when it is operated in ad hoc mode. So in case of a Sybil attack, a single node duplicates itself and presented in multiple locations. Sybil attacks also pose a significant threat to geographical routing protocols, and it may be difficult, and it may be extremely difficult for an adversary to launch such an attack in a network where every pair of neighboring nodes uses unique key. But we can see that in case of Code Blue project, they are not using such schemes, and it can get affected with the Sybil attack. Similarly, in case of Code Blue, an attacker can alter the header of ADMR packets that they are using to receive or publish information, and it can also change one or more address fields like sender address, destination address, and in such a way. The third one is the masquerading or spoofing. So in case of Abbott healthcare project, they use 802.11b for transmitting all the biosignals that they capture from using their sensor. So this system can be subject to spoofing, as 802.11 network do not authenticate frames. Denial of service. So denial of service is a situation when it diminishes or eliminates a network capacity to execute its expected function. And almost all the healthcare projects like LifeGuard, Code Blue, etc., they can get affected by the by this threat, because it can attack and jam the network of the system. The last one is the privacy issues, and when we talk about privacy, it is a very broad term, so we should confine it, or we should adopt a proper definition when we talk about privacy. And we adopted a definition from North Carolina Healthcare Information and Communication Alliance, and we are saying that privacy is an individual's right to control the acquiring, use, or release of his or her personal health information. And almost all the projects like Code Blue, Abbott, LifeGuard, UbiMon, they neither address or nor implement any mechanism to protect the privacy of the user. But when we talk about privacy, and when we really want to ensure privacy in any system, there are few questions that we must try to address. These questions are: who has the authority to delete, add, or edit health data? What type of data and how much data should be stored in the local server or maybe in the remote server? Where should the health data be stored? Who can view a patient's medical record, and to whom should this information be disclosed without the patient's consent? So these are the few potential questions that every healthcare project or any other clinic or healthcare provider should try to understand, and in order to evaluate the status of privacy in their system. So we are going to talk about a few security mechanisms, but when we when we discuss security mechanism in the context of wireless sensor network based healthcare system, we cannot really provide or suggest any conventional security mechanism, as we said that they are consisted of tiny sensor nodes and they have really limited processing capabilities and low storage capacity. So we really have to think about these constraints, these barriers, and the suggestion or the mechanism to enforce any security requirement must be implemented in such a way that it should address these shortcomings of the sensor networks. So when we talk about encryption, that is in order to confirm the data confidentiality. So in that case, so in order to understand all these things, we try to understand what are the existent security mechanism present right now, and are there really many security mechanisms present to ensure security, to ensure proper security requirements? And we found that there are few. There are many security mechanisms suggested by many researchers and authors in different projects. So, for example, TinySec is proposed as a solution to achieve link layer encryption and authentication of data. And authors of the Satire project also indicated the use of the TinySec to ensure security and privacy in the system. But the robustness or the reliability of this this protocol is still in the discussion. So we cannot make sure that okay, we use TinySec, it is the solution of all the problems. Similarly, for secure routing, Mu Tesla, that is time efficient stream loss tolerant authentication protocol, has been suggested by authors, especially for the wireless sensor network based healthcare system, for the authentication of broadcast messages with minimal packet overhead. And this is a routing protocol which provides authenticated broadcast for severe resource constrained environments. To ensure secure authentication, a scheme has been proposed by author Guo et al. And they suggested a certificate-less authentication scheme without bilinear pairing, that is without providing while providing patient's anonymity. Similarly, for the freshness protection, because I talked about that data freshness is an important issue in the healthcare system. So there's a protocol called SPINS protocol suggested to ensure data freshness in a wireless sensor network based healthcare. And this protocol achieves both weak freshness and strong freshness. So weak freshness provide message order. Weak freshness provides partial message ordering but carries no delay information, but strong freshness provides a total order on the request response pair, and it also allows for data for delay estimation. The final thing is the regulation and laws, because we really cannot counter all the threats just by proposing some security mechanism. We also need some robust and strong regulation and law, and that is why the USA has implemented, or they introduced HIPAA law, that is Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, in 1996, and they are also trying to modify this act every year according to the requirement. So I think in 2012 or 2011, they increased the penalty for the non-compliance based on the level of negligence, with a maximum penalty of $1.5 million per violation. And U.S. Department of Health and Human Service, they also made some amendment in the HIPAA Act, and now patient can ask for a copy of their electronic medical record, that is EMR, in electronic form. Similarly, we also have a European Union directive, that is 2002/58/EC, taking care of the privacy of sensitive medical and health data. And according to this European directive, it mandates to erase traffic data or to make such data anonymous when it is no longer in use. So it directs to ensure adoption of sufficient alternative privacy enhancing method of communication or payment are available to users and and subscribers. So and Amon healthcare project implemented to a certain extent the requirement of European legislation regarding data privacy, and they implemented by first removing any identity of the user from the data and then performing encryption and authentication. So we can understand that there are many advantages of sensor application, wireless sensor based healthcare, because it is somehow low cost healthcare service, and users of patient can just use any device and they can wear it, and they really don't need to go to the health clinic every day or maybe in a month, and they can just send their data using this wearable sensor. But the proper advantage of this system can be exploited or can be understood only when we can ensure a proper level of security and privacy in this application. And in this study we saw that there are many healthcare projects available, but they all lack a measure to counter security and privacy challenges. In case of Code Blue that I talked about as my second or third healthcare project, you can see that this project has been cited by more than 600 research articles on Google Scholar, and there are many researchers, they are trying to base their research work on the findings of Code Blue, but they are really lagging in the in addressing security and privacy issues in their project. So researchers are either ignoring the security aspects or they are keeping it aside for the future work. So they are mainly focusing on the functionality of the project, of the application, but they are not so much aware or concerned about the security and the privacy problems. But and apart from that, there are many other issues like reliability of sensor nodes, quality of service, and fault tolerance that should be properly discussed and enforced in order to provide a proper in order to provide optimal services through healthcare projects. And these are the references I used in order to assess different healthcare projects. So these are the list of 6 healthcare projects used in this report in order to understand the security and privacy issues. So yeah, this is all about the work that I did in my paper. If you have any questions, I'd really like to take it. Okay, so the question is that the audience is asking that there are many regulations and laws enforced by, for instance, European Commission. So in order to really, in order to bring that project into market or something, they really have to enforce all the requirements of this law. Otherwise, they cannot be, brought into the market. So. Yeah, I agree with your point, but the thing is that the problem is that they are mainly looking on the functionality in the very early stage, okay, and they are going towards the security and the privacy issues when they really want to bring that project into the market, okay. So in order to understand this problem, I just took all the technical reports published by those authors or those researchers for their project. And these reports do not talk about anything about the security and the privacy, and it only talks about the functionality and how they are going to capture and record and monitor the data. So it somehow suggests that in the initial stage they mainly think about the functionality, And when they decide to bring this to the market, so they think about to make it compliant to the law, and then they somehow enforce security in it. So if they really think about security and privacy from the very early stage, they really don't need to make some changes in order to make it compliant to the law and regulation. So in many projects, they are suppose in one project they are using IEEE 802.11b standard, but there are many problems associated with that one, like the authentication and masquerading and spoofing. So, but yeah, they are mainly focusing on functionality. And in the later stage, if they really want to bring that to the market, they will think, they will find that okay, there is some problem, and they will again make a change. That can create some cascading effect to the functionality also. So the main point is that so security and privacy, they are not getting proper reputation or the proper place when they are thinking about all the requirements of their project. That is the main thing that I point, that I try to point out through this study. Okay. Okay. The question is that I have selected few healthcare projects in my work. So, is it possible for me to tell about from where these projects, or in which country these projects have been started? Is it really from Europe or from USA? In case of Code Blue, this project is started in Harvard University. And I think that most of the projects are from USA, and it is only Amon that is somewhere from Europe. But I really don't remember the name of the country, and that is why they are trying to comply to European legislation. That is Amon. Mainly Amon is from some European country, but rest of them are from USA. Okay, I think in data authentication, trusted sensor. Actually, in this case, we are suggesting to authenticate both sensor and person, because ultimately the data is going to be accessed. Data is going to be assessed by the healthcare provider, so it can be some doctor or some medical representative, so they also need to be authenticated in order to use this data. But when the server is receiving data, it is the sensor that is recording or that is capturing the data from the patient and user, and it is just forwarding the data to the sensor. So we also need some mechanism to authenticate sensor, because we have seen that in case of Sybil attacks, sensor can try to replicate itself and it can send a message. So we need some mechanism to authenticate that the data that the server is receiving is coming from the authenticated server. In case of personal authentication, they can use some mechanism, like normally we can think that if I'm using a sensor to record my physiological data, and if I'm sending to the server, so ideally my neighbor should not be allowed to just go into the system and log in and see my data. It will be only the healthcare provider, the doctor, who can see it. So that is mainly coming from the hospital, or maybe from the drug supplier, the chemist, who are mainly authenticated to see this data. And normally in any country, like in Norway, Sweden, or in this European country, so only the concerned person has the system to log into and use their suppose your Norwegian identity number. They can have your number and they can see all the information. But it is not possible for me as a Okay, okay. So you're talking about from the user point of view, from the patient point of view. I don't know if I have seen any discussion on this issue. So, but yeah, it is a good point to consider in this project. I'll take a note of it. Thank you so much.